Heavenly Father, maker of heaven and earth, open our heart and mind to the word we are about to receive. O Lord, Almighty God, you loved us, but we have not loved you as we ought. You call us, but we have not listened. O Lord, we walk away from neighbor in need, wrapped up in our concerns. We have gone along with evil, with prejudice, warfare, and greed. O merciful God, help us to face up to ourselves, so that as you move toward us in mercy, we may repent, turn to you this morning, and receive forgiveness. We pray together. Love the Lord's Prayer together. Say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
I love you. You see, when I see your people, it's like my sister, my brother, and my grandchildren. Next time, June, I will come again. At the time, I will introduce my family, okay? Very interesting, my family. I have 6 granddaughters like you. So, we said, Kingdom of God. We don't have a grandson. Only 6 beautiful granddaughters like this. Anyway, I'm really appreciate you invite us. My mom, my daddy made my name young. So sometimes my granddaughters, I cannot speak in Korean. That is not good. But I'm not blaming that. Not language important. Important is our heart and love the God. And my grandson sometimes, hey, grandpa, yeah, they call that. That is American way. Korean way. We cannot call to grandpa's first name, right? But it is possible. So I say, hey, grandpa, young. I said that. Hey, I'm not actually young. Physically, I am old. But only spiritually, maybe I am young. I said that. Okay, I'm very happy to welcome you here for worship together. Let's pray together. Almighty God, may we open our eyes that we may see the beauty of goodness. May our ears that we may hear the truth of your love. Lord, may we open our lips that we may show forth your praise. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Every Sunday morning, for an hour, minister preaching a series of sermon, God's love. But one Sunday, he preached only 7 minutes. He said, I'm sorry, this morning, while I pray in my office, early morning, my dog ate most of my sermon manuscript, except for the conclusion part. The congregation was so happy with the pastor's short message. And at the service, a man said to him with shake hand, you know, Pastor, I am a member of the neighboring church, Southern Baptist. If your dog ever has puppies, please give one to my pastor. Do you also want a 7-minute short message? If you want, I will do. Let me ask you one question. How many times a week do you read the Bible? One more time. How many times a week do you read the Bible? Please think about for a moment. Share with your neighbor. Please. How many times a week do you read the Bible? Would you share with your neighbor? Generally speaking, if we read the Bible at least 3 more times a week, we will find that God's will has 4 dimensions. One is God's primary will. Number 2 is God's provisional will. Number 3 is God's permissive will. Number 4 is God's protect, perfect will. This morning, I'm not hard theological matter, simple matter I will tell you. This morning, I would like to share with you how the 4 dimensions God's will can be manifested in the world through this morning reading our Bible, James proclamation, what? Be doers of the word of God. Word of God. Be doers of the word of God. Not only hearing, deceiving yourself. God's love is agape love, you know all like this, which means unconditional love, but love understood as at the root of social community life. Therefore, Bible said, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. This aspect illustrated by the social regulation, which is particularly concerned with right of aliens, the poor, the orphans, and the stranger. The Lord said, you know, maybe Matthew chapter 25, Jesus said, I'm hungry. You gave me food. Jesus said, I was thirsty. You gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcome me. Let me say one story. Many years ago, I served as the board of trustee of the Synod of Northeast. You know, PCUSA under the PC. How many synod? How many synod do you know? 16. Okay. Northeast Synod, among the 16, one of the biggest synod. I'm a Asian delegate. I served a long time as a member of Board of Trustees, Synod of Northeast. Northeast Synod covered New England, New Jersey, New York State, one of big synods. We handle all North Sinadin buildings, property, everything. So we had many meetings. And one morning, one of my colleagues asked me, "How young? Oh, young here." He said, "Where have you come from? Where have you come from?" He knew me already, but he was like in a not same in a notion. So he said, "Where have you come from, young?" I said, "I came from Western New York near the Niagara Falls." He said, No. "Originally from where?" He thought, "I'm not European American. I'm Asian American." So, no. "Originally from where?" See, I said, "Originally?" I said, "You and I were both originally from where?" "Mother's womb." I said, "Mother's womb." He shut the mouth. He saw me as a stranger. But our Lord said, "I was a stranger and you didn't welcome me." Let me tell you what is a real love of God. I'd like to share with you a recent documentary, KBC. The topic is Beautiful Empty Hand. One more time. The Beautiful Empty Hand, about Reverend Dr. Han Kyung-ji, who peacefully passed away about 98 years old in a small one-bedroom house in the suburban of area Seoul, Korea. You have been Seoul, Korea? Korean-American love, Chinese American. I love your country. Dr. Han's son was, who is also PCUSA retired minister, who is one of my close friends. He lived after retired in the East Coast. His father, Reverend Han, was a well-known minister at one of the largest churches in Korea, even in Asia, Yongnam Presbyterian Church. Did you heard about Yongnam Presbyterian Church? Which has 90,000 members. You think of it, over 90,000 members, and also elders, session members, over 300 active ruling elders. Think about that. 300 active ruling elders. I served the church in a short period. But when he died, he didn't have three things. When he died, as 98 years old, but he never had checked a piece of land. Reverend Han, he got mega church, but he don't have a piece of land. And also, member checks, number two, Reverend Han, he never owned his own house. You think about it. Number three, he never even had a saving account. Who is the real minister? You think about that. During his life, he was recognized for printing Yongnak Presbyterian Church by receiving year 1992 Templeton Prize for Progress in Religion. The first Korean American minister recipient. He received over $1 million award. But as soon as he received the money, he donated all of it to the poor, homeless, stranger, especially in poor countries. Vietnam, Taiwan, so many other poor countries. Always Lebanon sent money. As soon as he donated the money, he said with a big smile, I have experience being a 1 minute millionaire. 1 minute after received the award, immediately give to the poor persons. Many of his congregation loved him and his wonderful message. Among the Yongnam Presbyterian Church, so many millionaires among the elders, among the laymen, that they bought a beautiful summer home as a retreat for him, Pacific Ocean side. But after receiving the summer house, Abraham thanking them for the gift, he sold the property and gave the money to the poor, homeless people, poor country. During his whole life, he helped, cared for, served, loved other people as himself. He practiced the word, let us not love in word or speech, but in deed and in truth. Our Lord said, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I loved you, that you also love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples. If you have love for one another, Apostle John said, love is a sign and a proof of faith. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. This commandment we have from God, those who love God must love his brothers and his sisters and his neighbors. Now, let me tell you one more thing. Another well-known Japanese minister. So many Korean Americans hate the Japanese because we are under the Japanese religion only 6 years. So many people die. But I not hate Japanese Americans. I love them. Because Jesus said, love your enemy. Because I now finally tell me one well-known Japanese minister. I love him. Kakawa Oyehiko. Kakawa was a preacher. Kakawa was scholar, teacher, administrator, author who wrote more than 200 books. Think about it. He organized the first Japanese National Labor Union. Kakawa Toyohiko was a strong candidate for Nobel Peace Prize in 1955. He was born at Kobe, southern Japan. I have been his hometown. Kakawa met an American missionary at the junior high school and received the Lord as his personal savior. He studied at the Kobe Theological Seminary in Japan, and he also studied at the Princeton Seminary in New Jersey. And after finishing the seminary, he studied biology at Princeton University, Massachusetts. He said, I love my neighbor, even my enemy. After he finished. He went back to Japan and he was offered a senior pastorate in one of the largest church in Japan, but he declined the offer with thanks. You see, Kakawa said, I have already decided to go to a special church in the slumming village in the ghetto area of Kobe City in Japan at the home church. Not like in a big church, home church, which was one of the smallest church in Japan. Most of the members of the congregation were alcoholists, drug abuser, gambler. Most of his members is a prostitute, criminals, homeless people. There were poverty, disease, and all kinds of miserable things waiting for him. One Sunday morning, one of friend was visiting home church from North Synod. His classmate, you know, Caucasian ministers, they visiting to Kakawa church. Visiting the home church, about 20 under the 25 people were gathered together in small house. As soon as Kakawa ended morning worship service, the people line up front of him, asking for money. $10, some is $20, some is $30, some person is $40. He gave them money one by one without question. You think about it. Caucasian American from came to the United States saw that. He said his friend was really upset, saying, my dear friend Kakawa, what are you doing here? You are a liar. You are a hypocrite. You gave the money to the people, $10, $20, $40, without question. Some will go to buy alcohol with the money. Others will go to casino gambling. But Kakawa said to his classmate of Princeton Seminary, big church of New York City, and to the minister said, my dear friend, thank you for your criticism. You may be right, but please listen. Kakawa is a small voice. I am here to imitate my Lord's love to his people. One more time. Kakawa said to his friend, I am here to imitate my Lord's love to his people. I am here to imitate my Lord's forgiveness my Lord's compassion, my Lord's mercy. Ladies, gentlemen, you and I also would like to imitate our Lord, his forgiveness, his compassion, his mercy. Who is a real creature? Who is a real creature? The Lord said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. I pray, we pray that you and your church should be only following Jesus, our Lord. Are you hearers or are you doers? One more time. Are you hearer or doer? Through our whole life, we have heard numerous good words every Sunday you heard from the pulpit. On how to be false. But what words have changed your life? The Bible says, be doer of the word. Be doer of the word, not hearers only. Deceiving yourself, deceiving myself. Be doers of the word. We must listen more closely and put our good intention into action. Let us not only love in word or speech, but also in deed and in truth. Amen. Let us pray together. Dear Lord, may we remember your word. Let us not love in word or speech, but in deed and in truth. Be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.